The Black Keys live on KCRW. Sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I snuck out last night to another radio station's holiday show just to see you guys. Of course, I had to dress as a 16-year-old schoolgirl, but I made it.
And you looked hot, by the way.
You guys killed it. You guys killed it, which was actually no small feat following Florence and the Machine on that show, because she's got a huge voice. But, man, terrific. Patrick, how many drumsticks do you keep in reserve when you do a show? Because I counted 5 or 6 that you went through.
Well, they're all props. My guy from Airwolf hooks me up with, ready to break drumsticks. So I got like about 30 on hand.
That can get dangerous when you just fling them aside.
Well, yeah, I just bring them out for goof ups, you know.
Nice. Now, Dan, the last time we saw you was you came here, performed songs from your album Keep It Hid with Hacienda. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
So as the accolades roll in for Brothers, how do you feel about all that? You got a bunch of Grammy nominations. You are pretty much the favorite. This is the favorite album of everybody here at KCRW. So what do you make of all that? Is that important to you, or you just kind of keep rolling?
It's just all... it's all gravy. I don't know. It was completely unexpected, you know? It's not like we made the record thinking we were going to win awards, but, you know, this is our 6th album. We've never been Grammy nominated, and all of a sudden we have 6 nominations. It's wild, for sure.
And we say it's all gravy because we've used all this money to start a gravy business, that we should be launching our first gravy next spring, so.
The gravy train?
No, we went into business with Dinty Moore.
Yeah, it's Dinty Moore stew. It's cool.
Yum.
That's what I'm drinking back here, actually.
That's what it sounds like you're drinking. You're breathing. It's so heavy.
Dude, I'm in like a sweat box. I don't know what I did to someone, but I'm like in like solitary confinement. Like,
seriously. You look like John McCain back
here. Man, I know some Russians in the East Village in New York that would pay good money to be in this room right now. Seriously. I need one of you guys to come here and beat me with a hickory switch.
Hey, so tell us who else is with you today.
This is our friend Gus on the bass there, and John on the keyboards and percussion, and they are local guys. They're from LA.
Now that's John Wood of Medeski, Martin & Wood.
No. No, it's not. But it's close. He's as close as we could get.
It's John Wood of Woody Woodpecker.
So yeah. Tell us about the writing and recording of this album. I mean, as you wrap the album, you say that, you know, you kind of didn't expect to win a lot of awards. But did you have the sense that you were taking things to another level when you finished this record?
We felt really good about it, for mm-hmm. sure, when mm-hmm. we were done. But we didn't practice before we went into the studio. There were no rehearsals. We didn't talk about it. It was like, all we just did it. So it's just how it turned out.
Where did you record this?
We recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound. We did like 70% of the record there. And then we did a couple in Akron. And we did one song with Danger Mouse in Brooklyn. That was Tighten Up.
Was that the first time you recorded at Muscle Shoals?
Yeah. It was the first time we'd ever been there.
Because that's got to be special.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean... It didn't resemble the place it used to be. You know, all of the treatment was gone, all the recording gear was gone. So we had to bring all of our own equipment, but it was cool. It served its purpose.
You feel the spirit of the place, though?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was a great experience, for sure.
So the title of the album, Brothers, is kind of a testament to your friendship. You guys have been friends since school, and obviously have a very special musical connection, but can you speak on that for a second, just
I mean, we've been playing music together for a long time. We grew up around the corner from each other, so I mean, even, you know, my first memories of growing up in Akron, Ohio, was, you know, Pat and his brothers were always around, you know, sort of. We've been around each other for a long time now.
Tell us about the differences between live and studio, because you guys make a big sound. It's loud, and I wonder how you shape that and control that and keep making sense out of that, because, you know, I think it's good loud, but also, you know, it can be tricky, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's hard to balance that. I mean, this is the first time we've ever brought out extra guys to help us play, you know, and it's sort of because we've never tried to recreate the record on stage. You know, we just kind of do what's necessary for the song in the studio, and then we switch it to a two-man thing for the stage, and that's what we've always done. But this time we liked the arrangements, you know. We were playing more bass. I didn't play a lot of guitar on the record, you know. We were both playing keyboards and stuff, so we wanted to hear that stuff, those instruments when we brought it to the stage. So we have these extra guys, and it's been fun.
It was a nice close last night, as you just your final number was just the two of you.
Yeah, when we play our shows regularly now, it's like, I'd say it's like two-thirds just as a duo, and then the rest is a four-piece.
What's your favorite place to play?
Favorite place to play? What's your favorite place to play, Pat?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. We've had good shows in a lot of cities, I guess, but...
You know, we always play good shows in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, Lawrence, Kansas, the Granada. It's a good theater. Yeah.
And it's a good theater. It's got one of those half-moon stages. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you like playing long sets?
No, we don't. We don't. I don't like watching people play long sets, and I don't like playing long sets. I like...
We should just keep playing, I think.
Yeah, I like playing for like an hour. You know what I mean? Okay. Anything over an hour, and I start to like lose attention.
Right. So before we get into your next set, I do want to ask you about some of your collaborative work and different projects. Dan, we've been playing this Jessica Lee Mayfield record, mm-hmm. And you produced this album.
Yeah. Are you talking about the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. You know, we got into the studio, and I did her first record, but it was really just her on acoustic guitar and then me filling in on other instruments. But this time she brought her band in, and we really worked on the songs, and I'm really impressed with what she came up with.
Me too. We've been playing that Our Hearts. Our Hearts Are Wrong.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Also, last year you guys did the Black Rock thing. Is there another one in the pipeline?
No, there's not, although we have half an album that's unreleased from those sessions. So okay. I feel like the hope is that maybe eventually we'll give it a proper release and put all those extra songs on there and the documentary of making it and give it to a big label to promote, right? Because we put it ourselves, and we really didn't do anything. We just put it on you know, indie record store shelves, and that was it.
Yeah. My last question is, you know, Dan, I put you in a very elite group in my own mind of guitarists, and one of your contemporaries who I feel like you came up with and probably have a lot of points of reference with is Jack White. Have you ever jammed with him or collaborated or anything?
Mm-mm. No, I've only met him once, just like in passing. But yeah, I'm sure we have a lot of the same influences, for sure.
Yeah. We should organize that. Let's do a KCRW show. A battle of the bands. All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming through KCRW this morning. It sounds excellent. Happy holidays to you. People, we have copies of Brothers to give away in a few minutes following your second set, autographed. It's the Black Keys, live on KCRW.